Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel, of the tribe of Judah, were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. I believe every word we just read. Every word. Do you understand it? Well, not fully, but I just believe it. Now, before I go any farther, I knew I couldn't read this whole chapter without making one little comment, okay? There's a lot of Jewish people who don't know which tribe, a lot of them don't know which tribe they're from because all through the generations it's kind of mixed up. But listen, God knows. He has record. God don't have a problem with this at all. So literally, he's going to take these from each of these tribes that was mentioned, and Dan is excluded, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. And the rest of the tribes except Dan were mentioned. Verse number 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb clothed with white robes and in palms in their hands. We sometimes sing that song, palms of victory, palms of glory. That's what the meaning of palms mean. Remember the when Jesus is coming in, well, they call it that week of the Passion, you know, and they have that, what do they call it, that Palm Sunday, you know, and where he was coming into Jerusalem and all the people were, Hosanna, Hosanna, waving palms. And Hosanna literally means, oh, save. He's coming in, and in their mind, he was going to save Jerusalem from the Roman people. They had a different mentality, not saving us from our sins, but hey, the Messiah is coming. He's going to deliver us from the Romans. But anyway, it's another story. They're going to be waving palms in their hands. Verse number 9. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. I got a little note here, and I know I couldn't do all of this, but I want to the word Lamb is used in New Testament 28 times. We see it twice in the book of John. Remember when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming out of the wilderness? He said, behold, the Lamb of God. Twice it's mentioned in the book of John, the Lamb. 26 times, the rest of the time, it's mentioned in the book of Revelation. Isn't that interesting? He's mentioned 28 times in Scripture, 2 times in John, the rest of it in the book of, and I have it listed here, and I'm not going to mention all of them, but, you know, he is the Lamb. Let's move on. It's interesting. There's so much could be said. Verse number 11. And the angel stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. And notice all the different, there's angels, there's the four beasts, there's the elders. Then there's these other 144,000 different people worshiping, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. You're talking about worshiping God in heaven. Boy, we're going to have a time. All of this. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me. Now, remember, this is the elders talking to John. Okay. What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Now, he's asking a question. We call it a rhetorical or something like that. Yeah. He knew the answer because John says, I said to him, sir, thou knowest. Okay, thou knowest. And he, that elder, said unto me, these that you see are they which came out of the tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, I want you to notice something very important here as you read this, that they came out. Literally, they're still coming, okay? And he's looking at an overview of the tribulation period, that at the beginning and then at the end. These are that are coming through, and they've been martyred. We'll look at that a little bit later. It's talking about, but literally they are they which are have came out of the great tribulation period. It ain't even started yet. Talk about the great tribulation period. He's given that overview. Who are all these people? Well, these are these people who have died that are being martyred, okay? They're continually coming out of tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the blood. We will never forget the blood. Amen. Never. People can quit singing about it, quit preaching about it, but forever we're going to remember the blood, what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. Verse 15, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on his throne shall dwell among them. Among them. Who? These martyrs, these people who've been killed during the tribulation. It's talking about them. We're going to serve and reign with Christ in the millennial kingdom. God has different plans for different people of different times. And anyway, you see this, that they're going to serve him day and night in his temple. What's he going to tell us? Something else. There's going to be a temple in the millennial reign of Christ. Interesting. There's so much here in this one chapter. People just kind of skim over it and all. There's going to be a temple, a real temple. And then we read about it in the book of Ezekiel. Well, these that were martyred in the tribulation period, while we are ruling and reigning on this earth as glorified people, these people who were martyred in the tribulation period, they're going to serve God in the temple. That's pretty good. Verse number 16. And they shall hunger no more, nor shall neither thirst anymore. Remember going through the tribulation period, the famine, they didn't get the mark of the beast. There's so much here. No more. They suffered during the tribulation period. Well, they're not going to hunger. I guess not, man. They're going to be sitting at the Lord's table. We're going to eat more than just the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to enjoy some fine dining. I'll tell you what I'm going to do this week. Somebody's taking us Friday to an Indian restaurant. My wife loves Indian food. Me, I can eat it. I mean, it's not my favorite, but if my wife wants to eat, I'll eat anything, you know. She loves Indian food. So we're going. Somebody's taking us to the Indian a buffet. All you can eat. Well, I'm telling you, in heaven, they're going to have all you can eat. And what? They may have swamp cabbage, turnip greens, chutney, or whatever they have. I know they're going to have manna. All kinds of things, of course, I'm being. But the Lord said, you're not going to hunger anymore, which tells me something. You're not going to thirst anymore. They're going to be eating and drinking, just enjoying, having a great time up there. And neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Remember the famine and the sun. And we're going to talk about the wind in just a minute. I want you to get all of this. Can you imagine when these four angels hold back the wind? We've been enjoying some breezes lately. Can you imagine when there's no breezes? You won't hear rustling of the leaves in the forest anymore. Going to the beach, you won't see during the tribulation period. Y'all think about this thing. When the waves, you go to the ocean now, you see the nice waves. These guys are surfing out there. During the tribulation period, it's going to be still. Matter of fact, we're going to find it's actually going to be turned into blood too. But the ocean is going to be still because there's no waves. Why is there no waves? There's no wind. Isn't that interesting? They ain't going to have surfboards out there during tribulation period. But the heat. Neither sun shall the sun light on them, neither any heat. Why? Verse number 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living fountains of water, and God shall wipe all tears away, all tears from their eyes. And all God's people said, amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Old Paths in concert. You won't want to miss it. That's Saturday, February 5th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Come hear the Old Paths and be blessed. I hope to see you there. well from now, until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.